This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. As Iraqi voters decide today who will represent them in their new constitutional democracy, Republicans and Democrats in America continue their political debate about Iraq. President Bush has given a series of speeches in an attempt to rebuild public support for the war, a war that polls show could hurt GOP candidates. But as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Iraq has the potential to cause difficulties for both parties.
The Republicans' political problems with Iraq are well known. Majorities of Americans disapprove of President Bush's handling of the war, and that disapproval has contributed to his low job approval ratings. But some Democrats are worrying that their party may have an Iraq problem as well. Recently, the Republican National Committee ran this not very subtle ad on the internet. It opens with an image of Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean and a waving white flag of surrender.
The idea that we're going to win this war is an idea that unfortunately is just plain wrong.
So there's no specific time frame, but I would say the withdrawal ought to start now.
After Dean's words and those of Senator Barbara Boxer, the ad shows a soldier in uniform reading a billboard. The billboard says, "Our country is at war, our soldiers are watching, and our enemies are too. Message to Democrats, retreat and defeat is not an option." After weeks where the debate was focused on the president's handling of the war, all of a sudden some Democratic political operatives began to worry that attention was shifting to the calls of some Democrats to pull out of Iraq as soon as possible. Democratic strategist Donna Brazile thinks that could cause problems in the moderate districts that will be the battleground of next year's congressional elections.
Now Democrats are giving the Republicans some ammunition to go out and criticize Democrats for retreating or not having a plan for victory. So I think it's important Democrats come up with a strategy and stick to it.
But it's unlikely that Democrats will come up with a strategy. The party is divided. On the day House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that she and a majority of House Democrats supported a plan by Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha for a speedy redeployment of U.S. troops from Iraq, the number two Democrat in the House, Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer, issued a statement saying that, quote, a precipitous withdrawal from Iraq could lead to disaster. And Representative Ellen Tauscher, a member of the Armed Services Committee from California, was one of many centrist Democrats to distance themselves from the comments of Howard Dean.
I said at the time that he does not speak for me nor represent me, and I'm not sure that that rhetoric actually is very helpful in this debate.
Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin says he doesn't believe the Republicans' attempts to paint Democrats as the retreat and defeat party will work.
The debate here is whether or not you want to stay the course, which is not working, or whether you want to change the course. And the president will try to reframe the issue, and he can try. I don't think he'll succeed because the public wants us, number one, to change the course because the present course is not working. And so Democrats are behind, for the most part, not every Democrat. And not in every way, but Democrats are determined that we are going to try to have as much success as possible in Iraq.
In a recent Pew Research Center poll, the public was evenly divided about whether to bring the troops home or keep them in Iraq. But only 17% said troops should be removed immediately. The desire for a speedy pullout is more prevalent among the Democratic Party's activist base, and that's a competing source of pressure for Democrats in Washington. David Sirota is a Democratic blogger and activist.
What the average person hears from Democrats in Washington is a whole lot of what appears to be gutlessness. I think that people in broad terms want Democrats to advocate for an exit strategy that brings our troops home by a certain time.
On Iraq, the wide range of Democratic views reflects the diverging opinions of their liberal base and overall public opinion on Iraq. And until the party has a presidential nominee, there will continue to be no shortage of positions. But political analyst Stu Rothenberg thinks in this case, the Democrats' disunity may actually be working in their favor, because it makes it harder for Republicans to paint them all as the pull-out now party.
I think that's hard to do when the Democrats have Joe Lieberman being very supportive of the White House, and more importantly, when they have people like Hillary Clinton out there, Joe Biden out there, a number of Democrats who are critical of the administration's policy, but are certainly not talking about cutting and running. The Democrats still have a fundamental positioning problem on national security and military issues. There's no doubt about that. The problem for the Republicans is they have a bigger problem now on Iraq and how the president's perceived.
Even after the president's recent speeches on Iraq, 58% of Americans in a CNN USA Today Gallup poll said they did not believe President Bush had a plan to achieve victory. that could begin to change after today's Iraqi elections, but for now it appears if Iraq is a domestic political problem, it's one the president, not the Democrats, will have to solve. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.